It's been likened to the idea to Bristol Parkway, but how realistic is a Shepton Parkway? Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future, an independent campaign group. Morning to you, Bruce.
Morning, Claire.
Can this be done?
Yeah, quite simply. If the political will is there, I think anything's possible, really. Obviously, you know, money's a bit tight at the moment, so, you know, railway schemes don't come cheap, and they also take a long time coming as well. You know how the Portis headline saga drags on. That hasn't happened yet after years and years of campaigning. But I think we have to put this in the context of rail use has doubled in the last 20 years. Passenger numbers keep going up and up and up. And Shepton Mallet is a lot bigger than it was when the railway line closed. So some of these lines that weren't viable when they were shut down under Beeching probably would be viable if they were reopened.
Do you think, I mean, rail fares keep going up and up though as well. Do you think enough people are willing to pay for that?
Yeah, I mean, rail fares are an issue, you know, and we do have the most expensive fares in Europe. But, you know, as long as we keep campaigning, hopefully we can do something about it. But, you know, despite these ever-increasing rail fares, as I say, people still use the trains. Rail is more popular than ever.
Lots of people talking about Chard, actually. This is coming from Paul, who says it would be rather nice for Chard to be considered to have a railway station. After all, we did have two at one time. I'm sure they could reopen South Chard, as I believe the railway line is still there. If this does get the go-ahead, does it reignite the love of railway stations across the board? Could we see more being happening? I know we've spoken about Wellington before.
Well, yeah, and of course, Langport, you'll be aware there's a campaign to reopen that one. So obviously it's a lot easier where you've already got you know, trains passing through. But I mean, Shepton Mallet, the line to Froome, sort of 95% of it is in place. So, you know, that makes it relatively easy. But I think also we ought to set our sights a bit higher, really, and take a longer term view. So let's link up Shepton Mallet with Wells, Glastonbury Street and Bridgewater. And then it becomes a much more sort of viable longer term project to connect all those towns together. So you've got a much more journey choices and it becomes much more economically viable.
You mentioned earlier on political will. That is a huge loop to jump through. Many will probably agree. And you say that money is a bit tight. Well, it's incredibly tight.
Yeah.
At this stage, is it really what the government should be looking to do? Should it be a priority given the funding situation that it's in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got to consider the sort of benefits that rail brings. It's a huge boost to the economy, you know, I'm sure.
Because it costs so much.
Well, yeah, but those towns I mentioned have suffered, you know, as a consequence of having lost their railway. So, you know, railway links, you know, a proven boost to the economy. And, you know, we ought to be taking a long-term view on this. It's up to us. It's up to people to sort of say to the politicians, look, we need these railways back and keep banging the drum. And the politicians are supposed to do what we want after all, aren't they?
Bruce, thank you very much for your time this morning. Bruce Williamson there, who is from Rail Future, an independent campaign group. What do you say? Earlier on, Mick the Cole said... Is this